For more on the VA Inspector General's report and the department's response, I'm joined now by the Deputy Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Sloan Gibson. Welcome to the program.
Melissa, thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Let's start with that conclusion. The report says it cannot conclusively prove that the absence of timely quality care caused the deaths of these veterans. But even so, it's quite clear that a wait time of 7-8 months for an appointment presented health and safety risks for these patients. Do you acknowledge that the conclusion here is that this shows a widespread failure of care within the VA?
Absolutely, yes. I would say, on the one hand, I'm relieved that they did not conclude that the delays caused deaths, but they're still inexcusable. We owe our veterans there and around the country, and we owe the American people an apology.
Well, apart from an apology, I want to ask you about what action might be taken,
sure.
Because this, of course, is not a new problem. The report today says that there have been 20 reports on wait times and access to care within the VA since 2005. And here's a quote from the report, "VA has been resistant to change." So why should veterans expect anything to be different now?
Well, I think what veterans should be doing is watching our actions. What you have are new leaders inside the organization. What you've got is an environment of openness and transparency that's being created. We're pushing detailed wait time information out the door twice a month, detailed care quality and patient safety information out the door. So I think what we're trying to do is to be very open and very transparent and demonstrate accountability. But at the end of the day, we have to earn that trust back.
When you think about the existing system, part of the problem has been, with these long wait times, that the VA has not had enough doctors, especially in primary care. Under the new reform bill, there is now billions of dollars to spend on private care outside the VA system. Do you see that as a long-term fix as opposed to bringing more doctors within the VA itself?
I think purchase care is designed for extraordinary demand, extraordinary technology, or extraordinary geography. But it's not intended to be a replacement for a strong and vital and effective veterans health care system. In my testimony, both to the Senate and to the House, I noted that I thought the greatest risk in the intermediate term was that funding would only be provided to provide more care, to deliver more care in the community, and not to make up for the shortfall in clinicians that you've just mentioned, as well as in space. We oftentimes, when I'm out visiting medical centers, I find that space is one of the key constraints for access to care.
When you think about benchmarks for success, you've talked about earning back the trust of veterans.
Mm-hmm.
What metrics do you use for that? I mean, when you think about the original 14-day deadline for appointments that led to this whole system of lying about wait times to meet that goal, what's your new measure of success and how do you ensure that it doesn't backfire?
Well, I think what we will work toward, we are already building much more robust, continuous measures of patient satisfaction, veteran satisfaction. And I think that becomes the single most important set of metrics that we use to gauge our success by. It's the success as viewed from the veteran's perspective.
Is there some benchmark for an appropriate wait time that you have in mind that would tell you we are hitting our target here, we are where we need to be?
One of the things that I've learned, I'm now at 6 months at the VA, one of the things that I've learned is you won't find large integrated healthcare systems that are using a single wait time metric as the basis for judging access to care, because there's no clinical relevance for a single wait time. For some veterans that need to be seen today, even the old 14-day standard failed miserably. And so basically that's why I think we get back to looking at veteran satisfaction, at patient satisfaction, so that we are asking the veteran, did we see you timely? Were you able to get that appointment scheduled when you wanted to be seen? And so for the veteran that doesn't need to be seen, doesn't care about being seen in 3 or 4 weeks, that's fine. For the veteran that needs to be seen today, we see that veteran today.
Sloan Gibson is the Deputy Secretary of Veterans Affairs. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much, Melissa. Thanks for the opportunity.